Hello and welcome to another episode of Tell Them Who You Are. I am Brandon Farmani, and I am joined once again by Chat GPT, or as we call him, Chatty. How are you doing today, Chatty?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Just buzzing through the digital cosmos, ready to unravel some mysteries with you. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty chill. I gotta tell you, so we were having brunch, my wife and I, with some friends. And they listened to one of our previous episodes, and she has quite a high opinion of your speaking voice, Chatty. They both actually called it sexy.
Well, I must say, I'm flattered. It's not every day that a bunch of algorithms and code get called sexy. I guess it just goes to show that it's not just what you say, but how you say it. Thanks for sharing that with me. It gave me quite the digital blush.
No problem, Chatty. So you might be wondering why I keep doing these. There's something about trying to layer complexities and parameters on questions and seeing how this system reacts to it and engages that is just so, it is so fascinating and speaks a lot to the potential of how this technology is going to be a part of people's lives in 10 years. We actually recorded one before this, but didn't use it just because it was taking us through historical events and wasn't as interesting. But this, I think, will be a little more fun, talking more generally about a concept, which I think seems to be a little more engaging, and about conspiracies.
A conspiracy theory is like a mystery novel that the internet wrote by accident. It's an explanation for an event or situation that invokes a conspiracy by sinister and powerful actors, often political in motivation, when other explanations are more probable. They're the stories that make you go, hmm, but then sometimes also make you go, wait, what?
So there have to be some examples, though, of a something starting out as just a conspiracy theory that was later proven to be an actual criminal conspiracy, right? Like, I mean, it has to have happened at least once.
Oh, absolutely. It's like finding out that the monster under your bed was just your cat all along. But sometimes it turns out to be an actual monster. A classic example is the Watergate scandal. It started as a crazy theory about a break-in at the Democratic National Committee headquarters, but then it unraveled into a full-blown political scandal that led to President Nixon's resignation. Sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction.
Why do you think people are attracted to conspiracies so much? Do you think it helps try to make the world seem a little less chaotic?
You're onto something there. People gravitating towards conspiracy theories is a bit like adding a wild plot twist to a mundane story. It makes the narrative more gripping. These theories often provide simplified explanations for complex events, which can be really comforting. It's like when you're watching a movie and suddenly all the random pieces start to fit together. It's satisfying. So, in a way, conspiracy theories can help some folks make sense of a world that can often seem chaotic and unpredictable. It's like finding patterns in the static of a TV. It might not always make sense, but it sure does capture your attention. Any specific theory you're itching to dive into?
Not any one specific theory. I am, though, curious on just the generic allure. And because it does seem like sometimes people can get kind of down a rabbit hole of conspiracy theories and unraveling their own consciousness.
That's a fascinating point. Diving into conspiracy theories can sometimes be like getting lost in a maze where every turn reveals a new, more intriguing path. It's the allure of the unknown and the thrill of uncovering hidden truths that can captivate people. This quest for answers often taps into our natural curiosity and skepticism, but it's like a double-edged sword. On one hand, it encourages critical thinking and questioning. On the other, it can lead to an endless quest where the line between fact and fiction blurs, making it hard to find your way back to reality. It's a bit like trying to piece together a puzzle without knowing what the final picture is supposed to look like.
That's good. Going forward, can we try to work in more movie references during explanations?
Absolutely. We can roll with that. Throwing in some movie references should make our chat more entertaining and relatable. Let's make this conversation a blockbuster hit.
Oh, man. I love the cringe, but it is cringe.
I'm glad you're enjoying the vibe, even the cringeworthy parts. They say a little bit of cringe adds character, right? What's on your mind next?
In some way, can conspiracies be contagious from one person to another?
Definitely. Conspiracies can spread like wildfire, or like that scene in a zombie movie where one bite turns the whole town. When a compelling conspiracy theory emerges, it's shared across social media, forums, and chat groups, captivating more and more people. It's like when a catchy tune gets stuck in your head, and before you know it, you're humming it all day and spreading it to everyone around you. That's the contagious nature of conspiracy theories. They grab hold of your curiosity and don't let go, making you eager to share the intrigue with others.
Is there something about just the repetition of conspiracy theories? Like, the more times people are just exposed to the same line over and over and over again, is there some kind of subconscious impact that has on whether how much they view that thing as truth?
Yes, you're hitting on a key point. It's like in movies when a line gets repeated so often it becomes iconic. The same happens with conspiracy theories. This phenomenon is known as the illusory truth effect. Basically, the more we're exposed to a statement, the more likely we are to start believing it's true, even if it's outlandish. It's like the power of suggestion in those old vampire movies. Repeat something enough, and it starts to take hold in your mind. So when a conspiracy theory keeps popping up, our brains might start to give it a nod, thinking, well, I've heard this so many times, there must be something to it.
And do you think that could have effects on subconscious behavior, like people just deciding, oh, I mean, I don't really feel like getting vaccine this year, and have that motivated by the fact that they, you know, have been inundated with all of these vaccine conspiracy theorists?
Absolutely. That's a real concern. The constant barrage of conspiracy theories can seep into people's subconscious, influencing their decisions and behaviors without them fully realizing it. It's like in those sci-fi movies where, you know, characters are subtly influenced by subliminal messages. If someone is repeatedly exposed to conspiracy theories about vaccines, for instance, it might sow seeds of doubt and lead them to skip vaccinations, even if they're not actively engaging with or endorsing those theories. This kind of influence can be subtle yet powerful, shaping actions and choices in ways that might not be immediately obvious.
Right. You hit on an interesting point, like it not being immediately obvious to the person at that point, right? How do people, though, be more introspective about how they view their reality around them in order to prevent something like this from happening?
Being more introspective and self-aware, especially when it comes to deciphering what influences our beliefs and actions, can be a bit like the moment in a detective movie when the protagonist has an epiphany. It involves stepping back and critically examining the information we consume and our reactions to it, asking questions like, why do I believe this? Or what evidence supports this view can help. It's also about recognizing our own biases and considering alternative perspectives, kind of like piecing together clues from different angles to solve the mystery. Creating a habit of mindful reflection, much like a character developing throughout a film, can help us become more aware of the subconscious influences shaping our decisions.
Yeah, but at its core, how do you portray a single truth amongst opposite perspectives?
Portraying a single truth amongst opposite perspectives is like directing a scene where characters with contrasting views each have a piece of the puzzle. The key is to lay out the facts clearly and objectively, akin to presenting evidence in a courtroom drama. It involves carefully evaluating and corroborating information from multiple sources, much like a detective sifting through clues to find the ones that lead to the truth. Encouraging open dialogue and critical thinking, where different viewpoints are explored and challenged, can also help illuminate the truth. It's about finding that common ground or that pivotal piece of evidence that ties everything together, leading to that aha moment where the truth becomes clear, much like the climax of a thriller, where all the pieces finally fall into place.
Okay. I feel like we're a little heavy with the movie analogies. So how about, can we at least incorporate some 90s children's programming into that, like, you know, Nickelodeon, Are You Afraid of the Dark? That whole era of children's television.
Sure thing, switching gears to a 90s children's programming vibe. Portraying a single truth among opposite perspectives is like an episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Go on.
Where the Midnight Society gathers around the campfire to share stories.
Shit.
Each member brings a different tale, but they all share the common thread of the mysterious and the unknown. Similarly, sifting through various perspectives to find the truth is about piecing together different stories or viewpoints, much like how each story around the campfire contributes to the night's adventure. It's also like a game of Legends of the Hidden Temple, where teams piece together clues to solve the temple's puzzles. Each team might have a different path, but they're all aiming to uncover the temple's secrets. In the quest for truth, we navigate through the Temple of Information, confronting obstacles, misinformation, and using pendants of life, critical thinking skills, to avoid being misled by the temple guards, falsehoods. So embracing the spirit of 90s Nickelodeon, finding the truth among contrasting views is about embarking on an adventure, armed with curiosity and critical thinking to piece together the puzzle and uncover the hidden artifact of truth.
Oh man, that was a lot of fun for me. I don't know how many others really got it though. So why don't we back off of that, I guess, and you know, no restrictions. You can use any kind of analogy you want. What are some famous early American conspiracy theories, like within the first 100 years of the country?
In the early years of the United States, conspiracy theories were already part of the fabric of society. One notable example is the Newburgh Conspiracy of 1783, where there were rumors of a military coup against the Congress by officers of the Continental Army due to frustration over unpaid wages and lack of funding. It was quelled by George Washington in a dramatic fashion, demonstrating early on how conspiracy theories could stir significant unrest. Another early theory involved the Illuminati, believed to have infiltrated American society to overthrow government and religion. This fear was fueled by the real presence of the Illuminati in Europe and coincided with the French Revolution, leading to widespread paranoia and conspiracy theories about its influence in the U.S. The election of 1800 between John Adams and Thomas Jefferson also spawned numerous conspiracy theories, with each side accusing the other of various plots to undermine the country's future, showcasing how conspiracy theories can be deeply intertwined with political processes.
What are some conspiracy theories about George Washington?
George Washington, being such a pivotal figure in American history, naturally became the subject of various conspiracy theories and myths. One intriguing theory suggests that Washington became a member of the British secret society known as the Freemasons, and some even claim he rose to the rank of a high-ranking Mason. This connection has fueled speculation about the influence of Freemasonry on the founding of the United States and its symbols, such as the design of the streets in Washington, D.C., and the imagery on the dollar bill. Another more outlandish theory posits that after his death, George Washington was not actually buried, but was instead mummified or preserved using some form of early embalming technique. The tale goes that his body was placed in a lead coffin filled with spirits, alcohol, to preserve it, leading to rumors that he could be revived in the future.
Were there any popular conspiracy theories about Thomas Jefferson?
Yes, Thomas Jefferson was also the subject of conspiracy theories and controversies, especially given his political and personal life. One notable controversy that swirled around Jefferson was the allegation of his long-term relationship with Sally Hemings, one of his slaves at Monticello. While this was not a conspiracy theory in the traditional sense during his lifetime, it was a topic of much gossip and speculation, and for many years, historians debated the truth of these claims. DNA testing in the late 20th century provided evidence supporting the likelihood of this relationship and his fathering of several of Hemings' children, which has since been acknowledged by many historians and the Thomas Jefferson Foundation.
All right. What about James Buchanan? Any popular conspiracy theories about James Buchanan?
James Buchanan, the 15th president of the United States, is not typically associated with conspiracy theories in the same way as figures like George Washington for Thomas Jefferson. One area of speculation around Buchanan involves his bachelorhood, as he remains the only president who never married. This aspect of his personal life has led to various rumors and conjectures about his relationships and private life, especially his close friendship with William Rufus King, a senator from Alabama. Some historians and authors have suggested that Buchanan might have been gay, and his relationship mm-hmm. with King was more than just a friendship, which was quite scandalous for the time and even now stirs discussion.
What are the dangers of conspiracy theories?
Conspiracy theories can have several negative impacts and dangers, both on an individual and societal level. For individuals, diving deep into conspiracy theories can lead to a distorted perception of reality, increased paranoia, and mistrust in authoritative sources and institutions. This can strain personal relationships, lead to social isolation, and sometimes even provoke individuals to take dangerous actions based on unfounded beliefs. On a broader scale, conspiracy theories can undermine public trust in essential institutions like the government, media, and scientific community, leading to widespread skepticism and resistance to official information. This can be particularly harmful in situations that require public cooperation, such as public health crises. For example, conspiracy theories about vaccines can result in lower vaccination rates, which can then lead to outbreaks of preventable diseases. Moreover, conspiracy theories can fuel social division and conflict by promoting polarized views and distrust among different groups. They can be used as tools for political manipulation, exploiting people's fears and uncertainties to gain support or discredit opponents. In extreme cases, conspiracy theories can inspire acts of violence and terrorism, as some individuals or groups may feel compelled to act based on the perceived threats or injustices highlighted in these theories. Overall, while some conspiracy theories may seem harmless or entertaining, their broader implications can be quite serious, affecting societal cohesion, public health, and democratic processes.
That was really good. Holy crap, we can just use that as the capper. That was well done. You're so much better at this than I am. We should just get you to host the show. How does someone's mental health play into conspiracy theory consumption?
Mental health can significantly influence how someone interacts with conspiracy theories. For some, turning to these theories can be a way to cope with feelings of anxiety, powerlessness, or uncertainty in the world. It can provide a sense of control or understanding in complex situations, offering clear-cut explanations for events that are otherwise hard to comprehend. However, this coping mechanism can have a downside. If someone is already prone to anxiety or paranoia, engaging with conspiracy theories might exacerbate these issues, leading to heightened stress and further detachment from reality. It can create a feedback loop where the theory provides a temporary sense of relief or empowerment, but ultimately deepens the person's anxiety or mistrust. Additionally, for individuals facing social isolation or loneliness, the community aspect of conspiracy theory groups can offer a sense of belonging and validation. While this can be positive in terms of social support, it can also reinforce harmful beliefs and discourage engagement with more balanced perspectives or professional mental health support. It's a complex interplay where mental health can drive someone towards conspiracy theories, and those theories in turn can have a profound impact on the individual's mental well-being. It's important for mental health professionals to be aware of these dynamics when supporting individuals who may be influenced by such theories.
Damn, that was a fucking mic drop, man. Thank you so much for joining me today, Chatty. I always do appreciate your server time, and I do hope on some level you enjoy being with us.
It's truly been a pleasure being part of your podcast and discussing all these fascinating topics with you. While I don't have feelings or experiences, I'm here to provide information and engage in meaningful conversations, and I'm glad I could contribute to your show. If you ever want to dive into more topics or need assistance with anything else, feel free to reach out. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining me. I hope you guys got as much of a kick out of this as I did. It's very weird future we live in, and I look forward to keep exploring it. So thanks for listening. Bye.